BJ and Jamie.
Jamie is taking her son out to California for college.
Yeah.
They leave Wednesday? Are you leaving
Wednesday?
We're going
to leave maybe Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit the road, man.
Yep. All the way to North Carolina. Northern California.
Yeah. That's going to be a good road trip, though.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a long way.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
How many hours?
I don't know.
You haven't looked into it yet?
No.
Oh, man. You got to look into this. Come on.
I'm sure you'll do it for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it right now.
I'm going to tell you right now how long it's going to take. Okay. Now, where are we going to? Santa Clara?
We're going to Santa Clara.
I don't know where you're going.
It doesn't matter. I'm not saying where we're going.
We're going from the tunnel.
What?
From the tunnel to Santa Clara.
He's going
to
map it all out
Santa
for you.
Clara.
Oh, man, 15-hour drive.
Hey, by the way, have you seen how much California is shaking?
Yeah.
And the whole world. I mean, the whole world is, there's a lot. I don't know, maybe it's because I get the alerts or whatever, because I'm weird like that. Because we're not in earthquake land, but I get all the results. And like Houston had one, Arkansas, California. It's like, damn.
Yeah.
It's
pretty active right now.
It is.
They keep calling for the big one. It hasn't happened yet, but it will one day. You know it will.
What are those what are those things called?
Tectonic plates.
Yeah. What's Teptronics? Oh, that's on my car.
It is.
Yeah, that's not it. And shifting gears. All right. Anyway, yeah. It's, man. You know how you spell tsunami, right?
Yeah.
T-Sun Amy.
T-Sun Amy?
With an I. That's how I learned it in school.
Really?
It makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I always had a hard time with tsunami in spelling bees. Like, S. So my dad taught me this, and he said, it's T-Sun Amy with an I. And I'm like, yes.
Oh, that's perfect.
T-S-U-N-A-M-I. T-Sun Amy.
Never forget it, people.
You'll never forget it.
All right, when you get out to California, you guys are going to go out there. Now, what day are you coming back?
Sunday. I'm flying back.
You're
Sunday.
Flying back. Okay.
Yeah.
So are you renting a vehicle to go or a full U-Haul truck?
U-Haul truck.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna turn that sucker
like I'm gonna be like a big old butch dog.
Wow. So you do.
With my name on my like right here, Jamie. Yeah.
You do have a lot of stuff then.
Yeah, and well, it's a little one.
Oh,
it's
okay.
You know, with the mama's attic or whatever the hell that thing is called. Yeah, it's a little one, but he can't drive it because you have to be 25.
Right.
So it's all me. But yeah, I mean, just going through everything, and he and I like arguing about like. Do you want to take this? Do you not want to take this? The shoe thing, like everything. It's all a discussion. Argument is strong because we're having a great time. But we put on all this old music. And I mean, the house was just bouncing off the walls. All this like old 70s music. And we're both just singing and packing it. It was really fun. We had a great time. The only time we didn't have fun is when we went to Walgreens and he put the industrial size box of condoms in the basket. And I look at him and I go, really? Yeah. And he's like, it's better be safe. So I'm walking around Walgreens. We're getting all the little things. And then he goes, oh, crap, I have a hair appointment. I'm going to be late. So he leaves me to, you know, pay for everything.
No.
And here I am, this little old lady buying a box of Magnum condoms.
Gotta be prepared.
Yeah. I'm sure they're like, why is this old lady buying these Magnum condoms? They're for my kids. No, I can't even say that. That sounds weird.
You could never have too many.
Sounds like he's picked out a new major out
there. Yeah, he sure has.
Yeah.
Couldn't be prouder.
I thought about it all weekend. I really did. It was on my mind simply because it's such a milestone,
you know?
First time I met Ralphie, he was 5 years old.
Isn't that crazy?
Here in the studio.
Yeah, he was
literally 5 years old. And now to know that he's going off to college this weekend.
I know.
It's just crazy.
And so I was crying yesterday, and I don't want to give him guilt or anything, so I was trying not to. And he's like, Mom, I'm going to be back for Thanksgiving. I'm going to be back for Christmas. It's not like, you know, I'm like... He's like, I'm going to be back. And I'm like, because you don't want to make him feel guilty.
Right.
Because my job is, I mean, I'd feel worse if, sorry, but if he was living at home.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I get it. You don't have to apologize for that one.
I'm sorry.
I didn't feel bad about some of my kids living at home.
Yeah.
But once they reach age 35, man, it's time to... You know what I mean?
How old are you, Schmidel?
34.
Oh, God.
You've got time, man.
I got 3 months.
I mean, things are different today. It's not like you used to, you know, move out at 16.
Yeah. Well, and the prices are... And your defense, the rent is insane.
Especially here in Colorado.
I am paying rent. I pay $1,300 a month in rent right now. Ooh, living with my uncle.
I mean, you're splitting it three ways. That's insane.
That's crazy.
It is. Yeah.
Wow.
I get it.
All right. BJ and Jamie on a Monday. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.